Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And now.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it at Sweet 16 time. Hail Varsity Radio presented by Currency. Longtime Big Ten and Michigan State insider Jack Ebling is with us. Michigan State taking Manhattan. It's a movie title, isn't it, Jack? How we doing?
Well, we got a little apple and the big apple. We'll see how that goes for Michigan State.
As many Big 12 teams as I've been to in my life, and I think my dear departed father may have drank about every Miller Lite in the Little Apple at one point in time during the Big 8 era, I've never been to Kansas State.
Really? Have you missed anything?
You know, I was watching CBS's morning show. There was a nice profile, and one of the storylines for the tournament, of course, is Coach Izzo. There was a really nice, about 90 seconds of footage of Coach and this Michigan State team, Spartan Strong. Jack, I want to get your thoughts here as Michigan State's continued to move on in the tournament, just the support, the love, the emotion attached to Michigan State, this team, this tournament run, and just the folks back in East Lansing with all they've been through.
Yeah, I think in some ways this has been therapeutic the past week. It's been such a bizarre season. So many close calls, so much trauma. Talk about the shootings, all of the students on campus who were gunned down and three dead and one more in critical condition. So Tom Izzo feels like he's playing for more than just the basketball program. With the win over Indiana, he said that was a 15,000 person mass hug. But I think that now when you get to the NCAA tournament, you're talking about a school with a 500,000 alumni base. Just on the flight in this morning, plane was about two-thirds Spartans. I don't know where they're going to put all these people.
That is wonderful to hear about the love and the support, the outpouring, the catharsis that you can have in sports to help try and heal. I mean, Jack, you're as close with Coach Izzo as there is, and you saw the emotion. You were right there with the emotion on his face with that last win. What's Izzo going through and feeling right now?
Well, he is probably the most emotional coach. Dick Vermeil was pretty emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Vitale was pretty emotional. Tom Izzo cries when he sees a puppy, a baby, talks about wearing his emotions on his sleeve. They're on his sleeve, his pant leg, his shoe top. You never have to guess how he's feeling. And throughout this whole run, he has said, we can do something here. Even when some fans said, are you nuts? What you can do is recruit some more players and try again. But with what happened last weekend, the second half pull away against USC, and then going up against second-seeded, sixth-rated Marquette. A lot of people thought when Marquette overcame that 13-point first-half lead that Michigan State would just fade away. Be a cute little story, but it wasn't the way they played it. And Michigan State's defense returned. The offense with Joey Hauser and Tyson Walker, 2-for-16 from deep, still won the game by 9 points. So when you can do that, you're doing something else right.
Jack Ebling with us, Spartan insider, Big Ten insider with us, Hail Varsity Radio. The Drive is Jack's radio show broadcasting live from New York City. And K-State, a familiar foe to the folks here in red in these parts. Jack, yeah. Give me a key or two tonight for Michigan State. What do you think of the matchup?
I think it's a good matchup. I think it's a fair matchup. And I'm anxious to see Marquise Knowle against Tyson Walker. I think you got the two best players, both undersized guards. And I think the first one of those guys who gets in foul trouble, that might determine it. Let's sit out 12 minutes of the first half, or key stretches in the second half. But Michigan State has gotten pretty good basketball out of nine players. here in the last month, Chris. And if they can do that again, they think they're in good shape. They think that they might be able to come out of this region. Izzo knows a little bit about that. This would be his ninth Final Four, and that would tie Roy Williams for fourth place.
Izzo's record in the Sweet 16 and beyond, isn't it something like 18-6?
Yes. And he has been to 15 Sweet 16s, and that's only behind Krzyzewski. And against Marquette, that win, a lot of numbers here, but that win pushed him past Jim Boeheim with 16 wins in this tournament as a lower seed. So I told Tom that number the other night, and he said, really? I said, yeah, but it took Jim Boeheim 47 years to do it. You did it in 28. So he's actually been at Michigan State for 40, if you count the 12-year sentence of working for Judd.
The 12-year sentence, that's pretty good. I remember old Heathcote coming to Devaney with that green sport coat, man.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Sean Respert yeah. years, it was good. Yeah. Jack Ebling with us here, Spartan insider and a Big Ten insider. Your take on the Big Ten's performance here in the tournament. Michigan State's carrying the flag for everybody. I was talking to Andy Markowski, dear friend and Husker, former Husker, and he looks at the Big Ten as, look, Purdue didn't do what they're supposed to do based on their seeding, but let's quit treating the Big Ten like a pinata. He was very stern about that earlier in the week. How do you feel? Do you think the Big Ten laid an egg, or that's just how the tournament is? Let's wait till next year.
The Big Ten is a parity-driven deep league. We know that because where Nebraska finished, and there were no teams in the Big Ten that wanted to play the Huskers down the stretch, it is a high-floor, low-ceiling league. And there were no national championship contenders in the league this year, but there were a lot of great basketball matchups, games that you would want to watch. So I'm not at all surprised that Indiana lost to Miami. I'm not even surprised that Purdue lost. I am surprised that Purdue lost to FDU when Matt Painter is making $3.55 million. And, you got the guy over there on the other side making $40,000. Anderson got a nice pay raise going to Iona, but still, $40,000. Chris, you spend that much taking your family out to dinner in a year.
You are right. I was just whining about that to somebody yesterday. Juniors eat as much as Mr. Ed. That's the truth. Well, if Sparty gets to a Final Four, my lovely wife is going to be wanting to talk to Uncle Jack and of course, Uncle Tom Izzo. I will have to send you a check or something to make that happen.
Well, I assume that Team Schmidt is going to be broadcasting live from Houston, right? Would you be coming down for that? Tom Izzo extended a personal invitation.
Yeah, we'd be there, or they would tie
Hale Varsity,
me.
You know, bring it down.
They would tie me up and leave me in the long term parking, and they would take the media credentials and go that way. I think that's what Mama and Junior would do. We'll get caught up next week with Sparty and their run continuing. Thanks for making time, man. I know you're busy in the Big Apple.
All right. Take care. Good talk to you, Chris.
Always love Uncle Jack. Jack Ebling, Spartan insider. He is in the Big Apple on his way to Madison Square Garden. K-State, Michigan State, some Sweet 16 love there. We'll get back to football. Searle's coming up at Hale Varsity, presented by Currency.